Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Welcome to the 90 Day Fiancé Tell All. I'm Sean Robinson, and we've got a special surprise here tonight.
Ooh.
Right? Anyone here, we've got someone who's pregnant.
Ooh.
Raise your hand if you got a bun in the oven. It finally took, y'all. Poodle's raising his hand.
I'm expecting. They said it couldn't be done. Don't worry, it won't come to full term.
It is inseminated tonight. It'll be gone by tomorrow.
Just need to use the bathroom.
And you know, sorry to talk about sperm, but apparently that's what we do on a 90 Day Fiancé Tell All now.
This was a tell all like I've never seen before. We just threw away the script.
They fucking improv this shit.
Well, I think for this season, it reinforces the idea that I don't love the way it's going. The way
you're about to get into territory, and we're gonna so let's real quick do announcements because we do have some announcements to talk about.
Hello, this is reality, guys. This is season 18.
Remember they did one more than we thought.
I think
we couldn't believe they drug it out, but they did.
This is the most episodes they've ever had in an OG season. Because last year had
one season, maybe of not 90 Day Fiancé.
No.
That was
happily ever
that was
after.
Like 22.
That was like COVID. Yeah.
Oh boy, boy, they drug that off. So are out. Real quick.
No,
y'all.
You remember Kobe says I knocked her off.
That's
so. I knocked her off with a baby.
Okay, real quick. First of all, on Thursday of this week, August 18th, I'll be at the Hollywood Improv. In the lab room, which is a smaller room. We're doing a stand-up show with Sean Pulaski, Vicky Barbalak. Sean did tell me you probably will not
Park Diaries. That's what we did with him.
Yeah, that's their podcast. We're doing social media meltdowns. It's really funny. There's a lot of funny comics. She said you won't be able to buy tickets at the door. It's going to sell out. So if you want to go, that link's in there. As Poodle says, I don't know if there's a 2-drink minimum. I don't care.
Let me tell you.
Figure it out.
I just think that's the thing that pisses me off.
I know it pisses you off. I like to be told.
I like to know what I'm getting into.
Look on the website. I think I'm worth some shitty chicken strips and a beer.
I think you are. Maybe not the beer. But I need to know. if I'm paying for you or the chicken strips.
No,
and beer.
I do. Yeah, I know. I know.
That's the thing
it's
for
fair.
Me.
It's fair. So we've got that going on. Also, we did a collab with Blighty Day Beyonce.
Day Beyonce. Robin and Michelle.
Ooh, Robin.
I think. Sticking in me. What's that song, Dear Fair Robin?
Fair Robin, I love.
Fair Robin, I love.
Yeah.
When you fuck me.
Sorry, I had a diet Dr. Pepper, and I'm.
I know, woo! And I'm a little freaked out now.
Go ahead.
And your hair is wild like a lion.
Oh, it is?
So it's kind of like Bert Lahr coming at me all the time. Y'all, Google Bert Lahr if you don't know who that is.
I'll fuck you with my tail behind my
back. That's the Cowardly Lion actor.
The Wizard of Oz, yeah.
That's the first Bert Lahr mention, not the last.
Not the last.
What was I going to say?
You were talking.
You waylaid me.
My hair waylaid you.
We're talking about Blighty Day Beyonce. We had a great time talking with Robin and Michelle.
Yeah, so I'll talk about that song, Fair Robin.
No, I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I want to move on.
Okay. But yeah, we had a great time. They're an international couple. Michelle, she's a sissy.
She is.
Who is a big fan. And so she's from USA. Robin's from England. And so they, good insight.
Yeah. And just really funny people and very good estimation of what it's like in the UK to get that visa process. That's why it's a very different show. And they brought up that it actually feels a little bit like Before the 90 instead of 90 Day Beyonce UK.
Yeah.
Because a lot of them are coming over. No one's doing their marriage visa yet that we know of.
It was great. We had a great conversation with them. They're funny. Michelle has really good impressions. And
of Robin from Sister Wives.
Has this beautiful voice that it could talk to me in velvet all day.
Yeah, y'all are like finger-banging yourself over his voice.
Oh, you should see the dimples, y'all. He is hot. He kind of looks like that. I just sent you a bit. I forget his name. The hot Broadway actor who's the Phantom who keep posting workout videos.
Ramin Karimloo.
Oh, my gosh. That guy. He posted another one.
Well, and y'all can't get enough of Poodle's Broadway Corner.
I know.
I have had people, tens of people.
They
love it.
I had three that asked me for it to stop, but I ignored them.
I don't have a Broadway Corner today.
You don't? We don't have time because we've got to talk about this bonkers sale, but we have one more announcement.
Our tour, we're doing a quick fall tour, you guys. We're only going to be on the road about a week and a half, it looks like.
Yeah.
But, and then we'll do a proper tour next year. This is kind of our touring this year has been very interesting. It's the first time we've done it, and with COVID rules, things have gone
awry.
We had to cancel some things. Then we got COVID. And then the weather fucked us.
There was a polar bomb.
This is
swan song to 2022.
This is the Doublet Tour.
Mm-hmm.
And we are touring about, I want to say, 6-7 cities.
Basically, most of into September, mid-October.
Yeah.
Kind of but we're, according to our booker, we want to do it right. She said, don't say anything until on. So we're going to, it's going to be a big announcement on Wednesday.
On our Instagram.
It's going to be
Wednesday a.m.
17th at 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Right.
Is when tickets will go on sale at that same time, y'all. It's all going to happen. We're going to put an Instagram post. We're going to put a Twitter post. We're going to put a Facebook post. And
Picklefinder.net post.
Picklefinder.net. Sniffles.
Sniffies.
Whatever it's called. And then,
what podcast did I talk about that on? Below Deck?
I think on Below Deck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're also going to, if you're on Supercast and on Patreon, we're going to put a short little audio podcast out with the code, with all the information.
Pre-sale code.
We will email our patron and Supercast people. You will be able to buy tickets starting on Wednesday, and then the rest of the world will be able
general,
to buy tickets
general
on Friday.
Sale is Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific.
So I know you're all going to be glued to your phones at 10 a.m. like you're just waiting to see if an elected leader is going to speak or if Michael Jackson's dead yet. I don't know. Going to be that riveting.
What? He's dead.
I know, but a lot of people were glued when they didn't know.
Oh.
Yeah, they were like,
remember what happened? Remember who was it? Who
like Baby Jessica? It's gonna be like Baby Jessica.
But hopefully, it won't be like the guy from Leave It to Beaver who was dead, whose wife said he was dead, and then he wasn't dead.
The one that just died?
Yeah, and the wife's like, my bad. I was holding the mirror up, and I guess I didn't see his breath. And it turns out he didn't die until the next day. They had to retract his death.
Wow.
Sorry, it's not funny, but it kind of is. You have to admit it.
We didn't kill him. That's all I care about.
No. Tony Dow died of our hands.
Really sweet. They just did a CBS This Morning interview with him
he was
6 months
gorgeous
ago.
As a teenager.
He was still handsome as an older man. He still had those piercing blue eyes and that pretty silver hair.
I didn't see him as an older man.
Oh, he did all sculptures and everything. It was really great. Jerry Mathers put a wonderful post. Why am I talking about things that no one
and
under 60
And why are you
care?
Following Jerry Mathers?
Well, no, I'm just keeping up. I watched a lot of Leave It to Beaver on Nick at Night. That and the Patty Duke show. That was one of my favorite hours. And then they played the Nelsons.
We need to move on.
I watched a lot of old people TV. So, MeTV is my jam.
So, we will... God damn. We will be announcing... Sorry, I'm trying to work my way out of that
salad. He's in Maddie Quicksand right now.
Just pulling one... But like quicksand, the more you move, the more it pulls you down.
Woo!
You're going to lapse into a story about Oklahoma, and I'll be asking follow-up questions... But we will send you, we'll be sending you out for Patreon. We'll be sending these codes and that little podcast out right before the
at
the
9:55.
Yeah. But I'm saying, so do not DM us.
Y'all, we have decided we are really working on, we're not going to respond to stuff.
It's making you guys more self-sufficient.
It's not that we don't care. But it's that.
That's not it at all. We care too much.
We care too much. Some of you, I will say, about 70% of you ask us only a question when it's kind of confusing.
Yep.
And things like if you don't, I get it. But some of you ask questions that you just a simple Google or looking on the theater website will tell you.
Yeah.
So we just ask that. I know you think
ask
I'm just
Uncle
send them,
Google
or Aunt Bing.
Aunt Bing.
Just ask, see if I can figure this out on, because if you're going to email us, I guarantee you 100 more people are going to email us. And then we have all these messages to get through. And
again,
so we're trying.
Bear with us if there are any problems with links. We've told you before, the problem with these links going live all at the same time is the most ridiculous thing is we cannot check to see if they go live then.
But let us know. If a link doesn't work, we do want to know.
We do need to know.
So
that.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying use discretion.
Yes.
We're saying it. We're a united front of queens.
So I think we're ready to talk.
We're excited to talk about this because that's some of the shortest announcements we've ever had.
Yes. Okay. When I was saying this was a bonkers tell-all, we'd never had two color commentators before of Kenny and Tim.
Literally.
Tim, y'all. Your boy Tim is here to talk about the Night of Beyonce.
I'm back with my smooth face. Haven't had a Botox one. I'm jealous of it.
I'm your boy Tim. I'm here to talk all kinds about stuff like Veronica and what she wants to like. I don't know.
Tim's boots were amazing.
Were those ladies' riding boots?
I don't know what they were, but I kind of
was intrigued.
I was intrigued. He went for it. I really thought that...
He was wearing eyeliner.
He was wearing eyeliner. You know, we dogged him a lot on his season.
Yeah. He's got a good sense of humor, though.
Although, I loved him now, like the way he's kind of embraced this, and he's just so himself.
That's him. You're seeing him.
I love that. And I didn't know that they wanted to. I think they must have watched like the Muppet Comedy Hour and saw the two old. They're like,
I wonder where they got the idea to have two men being commentators on a tell all talking shit. One of them gay, and the other shady as fuck. I don't know where that came from. Some ideas are just in the air, right?
Stop it.
Yeah, getting that. I need to talk to our lawyer.
Have the tables turned.
Them tables, they turn. That's another announcement we need to talk about. But actually, the big announcement, we forgot about this. Single Life cast announcement, season 3.
Oh, man. Oh, I forgot about that.
Huge news. Huge. Big news. This involves Tim. Veronica. Yeah, she told us this. We could not tell anybody.
Yeah.
But when we saw her in San Diego. But we were sworn to secrecy. And we also have Mother Debbie returning.
I'm excited. We're going to have Pee-wee.
Pee-wee's
going to date.
We have Natalie.
I know y'all get tired of her.
I love her on Single Life.
I love Natalie on Single Life.
Because she is a car crash.
We have...
I want the child.
As we recently renamed her, we have Tanya.
Tanya!
We apologize to her. We saw
formerly Tania.
But we have Tanya.
It's going to be hard for me to get used to it.
I know. And we also have a lot of people. We also have Ed.
We're not covering him. Nope.
We are still covering Angela.
Yep.
Some of you don't want
that's
us to.
That's the Single Life. You're meshing.
Oh, happily ever after.
After.
I sure am. I just combined them.
Yeah, golly. I like how you're telling me something
my
that I already know.
My brain is oatmeal. You're right. Yeah. Oh my God, are you just going to wheel me around in 10 years?
No, I'll get canceled in 3 years, so I'm already thinking about my options. By the time I'm canceled, you'll be an invalid.
I'm scared, y'all.
I'm not. I'm already planning. I'm pragmatic.
What am I going to do?
I don't know. It won't be my problem.
Wow. So who else then?
We'll put you in a lovely facility.
Great.
It'll just be Christmas every day.
You know, the Screen Actors Guilds do have wonderful retirement homes. Some of the best in the country. I'm sad.
No, I used to carol at those.
They're supposed to be some of the best in the
country.
They
are lovely.
I can get into it now.
We'll get you a nice, lovely night nurse. And
hope his name is...
you'll get to watch your MeTV all you like.
God, I love MeTV. Just watch the Nelsons. Who else is on Single Life? I can't remember.
We also have... Malia? Sasha?
Oh, no. I forgot about that one.
I like Ukrainian women. I love them. Michelle? We have Caesar. Caesar Mack.
We do have Caesar Mack. Who? I'm trying to look. We have...
I'm blanking too. There's only six.
Let's see. I'm trying to find
Tanya.
Single Life season.
Natalie.
Three.
Veronica. Debbie. Caesar.
Here we go.
There's one I'm missing.
Oh. Well, you're not thinking of it because it's already not. But Tiffany.
Yes.
Which I actually would be interested to see Tiffany date. But now that we know she's back with Ronald.
I don't give a shit.
It's like, what's the point? But. That's why they need to be better with these spoilers on 90 Day Fiancé.
I'm okay with watching her.
She's going to make bad choices.
It's weird. With how much I can take of her has decreased exponentially. Every time I see her.
It's hard.
I used to root for her, and I just can't anymore.
She should know better at this point.
Yeah.
She really should. I would love it if they break up. I would love for them to do Colini and Kalani both on the Single Life.
Well,
honestly, I would just watch that spinoff show.
Supposedly, y'all, she wants a divorce. She's been wanting a divorce for years, but supposedly she is moving things along. Kalani is.
Thank you for reminding us that. So Single Life cast is out.
September 12th.
It's coming out on TLC and Discovery Plus.
Again, we're just ripping up the rule book.
We're ripping up the rule book. So we will be putting it on our free feed because it is coming out on TLC.
We're trying to talk about a way, if it's possible, to give our Patreon members a little bit of early access. But we don't know if it's going to be possible.
Depends on when we get it.
Yeah.
So.
It depends on if we can get that a little early and when that is. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Let's dig into this. That's the last announcement, I promise. I
thought it was short, but it's not. But that's okay.
We had a lot to talk about.
We did have a lot to talk about. We actually stayed on point for the most part. I did. So I said to Poodle, like, and again, this is a tell-all like no other. It's, I think this should not be called a 90 Day Fiancé tell-all. I think now it's called 90 Day Fiancé
Battle Royale
cage match.
Yeah.
Because when did this become everyone's, and I know they're being told by producers, everyone's going in their interviews saying, I'm not taking shit from anyone, no one. I don't know when. Is this because of Angela Deem, who would go after everybody and it made good memes and good ratings, that now they just want cast members to go for one another's throats?
My opinion is that they, the producers, I'm saying, and everyone in charge of this, they don't trust these cast members to perform. There's a lack of trust in their ability to be themselves.
Yeah, I
and
agree. But I'm not saying it was worse. I'm just saying it's different. Some people, well, here's, several people messaged me and said the tell-all was good. They liked it.
Here's why, in a way, I agree with them. Here's what it made it hard for me to watch. I still don't love it, and I know people love this, and it's not something I do. I don't love it when other cast members just start butting into other people's stuff. I don't love it.
Jabri.
Boy, someone showed their ass. Y'all, this was all an attempt to get a spinoff. It is so obvious.
He wants a show so
blatant.
Badly. It's the D. That is when people say, Mama, Daddy, what does thirsty look like? And you show them this clip, you say, Son, that's dehydrated. It is so dehydrated.
And it's to a point where all the cast started laughing at him. And he couldn't see it. Because, number one, you come out looking like a mall walker. That's already something.
I mean, it was, I didn't hate the suit, but it was not appropriate. It felt weird for this.
Yeah, it felt like it felt like something he would wear to an opening.
Like the Billboard Music Awards, that's a great suit to wear. It feels
well,
like
it's
that.
Very him,
the Grammys.
It's not a tell-all.
But remember, they came with matching coats that were graffiti coats.
Yeah, but that's them. But I think the other part of it that shocked me to the core is that the people who we have hated on, who were appalling, seem to behave themselves pretty well.
Yeah.
And this possibly hurts me the worst of all. I find myself championing Ari. And I can't believe it because her insights are always spot on.
You know, who else? Sometimes, not in his own stuff, but Patrick fucking read Bilal for filth.
He did.
I applauded.
Well, trust me, he had plenty of time to put his foot in his
mouth.
No,
he did.
But, yeah.
But when other people, it was this idea of, I agree, Ari has great insight into other people.
Yeah. And Miss Emily over there didn't say a word.
Yeah. Whereas Kobe said quite a bit.
Shocked.
I love him.
I think he felt like he had a lot to say, and he kind of needed to assert himself as a man.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like, because I could imagine him watching that and thinking he was emasculated. On
oh, I'm sure. Yeah. His outfit was not good, though. Can we talk about?
Let's talk about looks.
Let's talk. Kobe literally looked like he worked at Copy Hut.
Yeah, and it was like the shirt was rumpled. It didn't look good.
No, literally, they had to wear those blue shirts at Copy Hut, and they all were wrinkled by
Copy
that.
Hut?
Yeah, it's right across the street from Going Postal, the place where the FedEx store.
I really would rather never talk about
but
that place.
But I'm saying it's all over the... It's a name that they... I don't know why. It used to have a thatch roof, but then they had a little small tornado. It blew
roof.
That's what I said. And then it blew the thatch off of the roof. And so now it's just got a regular shingle. So it doesn't really look like a Copy Hut.
What else?
Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to say this now. Emily looked fantastic.
Emily walked out in that pants suit, and I went, she looked gorgeous.
No, she was in a dress.
I think it was a pantsuit.
Was it? The
maybe
red one?
It was a dress. I thought it was a pantsuit.
Oh.
But maybe it was a dress. But the top of it, it was kind of like her wedding dress.
Her hair was on point.
And you know, I don't wonder what people thought, but I actually thought Eve looked gorgeous.
You know,
I love
this
Grecian thing.
I'm of two minds about this. I didn't love her rogue little hair thing up there. The intentional blonde thing.
Yeah, I mean.
But I will say, I wish she's got a really nice figure, and I wish she could have shown it off a little bit more. That's the only problem.
But I didn't mind, because it was cinched at the waist.
Yeah.
I really loved it. The color was gorgeous on her.
It was. It was great on camera, too.
Her makeup was perfection.
I agree.
Like, I will say most of the women look good, except for Ari. She still did that makeup. Tim, could you teach Ari how to do eyeliner?
I liked her little dress, though. She's had problems before.
No,
or
she
her,
looked
like
better.
A top, yeah.
And I thought Benny looked good. Like, that was inappropriate. It was flashy, but wasn't.
It's
tacos.
Him. It's him. What did you think about Kara?
I loved the green. I thought she looked good in it.
It was a little too Lord of the Rings for me, hair wise.
I like.
But I think she looked gorgeous.
She looked gorgeous. I do like her hair shorter.
Me too.
I think it's just she's got a really beautiful neck. And it shows that off.
The extensions were a little much. Like
they
she
were
had a,
good. If those were extensions, they were
they
good.
Had
I thought they
extensions.
Were real.
She had to be extensions.
Those were good extensions. But I guess no, for a hair to grow out that quickly.
They had to be extensions.
Really?
Yeah, had to be.
I can't tell with it. She looked pretty, but, and her makeup as always was flawless.
No, she looked gorgeous. Thais could have done more.
Her hair was kind of just.
Yeah.
Yeah, her dress was fine. Actually, her dress, I remember thinking, looked pretty on her. It was just very simple.
But that body, she could have worn anything.
Well, I know, but maybe she felt like, because I honestly, before the tell-all started, I could tell she was, I thought it was just her. I could tell she was pregnant.
Yeah.
Kara, I couldn't tell as much.
We were right. I was thinking it was Kara.
I was surprised by Thais.
I was surprised by Thais, too.
I didn't know it was going to be two. A double insemination.
Yeah. Had those.
Same. Shyla looked great. I liked kind of how she had the little sparkles. Actually, you know what? Shyla's makeup didn't look good.
No, it didn't.
Her makeup did not look good. The outfit
it looked
was
splotchy.
Fine. Bilal looked fine, but her makeup, yeah, it was like I could see where they put highlight on her nose and it wasn't blended in.
Best dressed guy was Guillermo, definitely.
He looked so cute.
Yeah. And
he looked so cute with his little ankle bracelet.
His suit fit him. His everything fit him well. I think Kobe was the worst dressed man there.
It was bad. I
didn't really. Bilal looked like he normally does in his two expensive suits that he can't really. Those are the most expensive things he
buys. It's fine if you want to do the rose little thing. But don't add to it. Don't do that.
And
a pocket square.
Agree.
So do one or the other. It was too much. But that's Bilal.
Yep.
Sorry, I got tickled in my throat.
I think Patrick just looked like he stepped off the golf course.
He just matched Thais. He looked fine.
I feel like
Kenny looked
they
good.
He did. I feel like they might have assigned colors to the women.
I think they did.
And then there's like something in this palette.
Because they don't want anybody to wear the same color.
No. And I think they probably said to the men, if you want to match, match. I think this is a real miss when some matched and some didn't. And I think either don't match at all or match. And I think I would have preferred if they did not match.
Yeah. I think that we didn't. We talked about Jabri, but Miona looked fine. I didn't like her earrings. They were like these weird triangle things. But her dress,
it looked like a beach dress. And
I don't even remember
cheap. Honestly. She did not go as heavy on her makeup as she normally does.
No, she did it better for camera, not for pictures.
Yeah. Trying to think of anybody else. Everybody else was kind of forgettable.
Yeah.
I think.
Keep talking. I'm just going to get a cough.
I still think, and I hate saying this, Emily might have looked the best.
Emily looked gorgeous.
Emily or Kara?
You know what? For me, I have to say it was Eve. I loved
really?
That.
Really?
I loved that color. Loved it. But either Emily or Eve.
I think it's. I just wish when someone wears something that big, I wish it did cinch her, but It all you see is fabric.
Would you like a mint?
It's not a mint. We went over this.
I'm sorry.
Before.
Would you like a sour?
Thank you. I do not want one.
Okay.
Shouldn't offer me a mint in the middle of the podcast.
Well, sorry, y'all. You're people with mesothelioma or whatever it is called.
Misophonia.
Sorry.
Not mesothelioma. My uncle died of that.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Which uncle?
Uncle Stanley.
Oh, little flat Stanley.
No, he wasn't flat.
Don't you never. Anyways, I saged my apartment this morning to clear the energy.
I need to sage you.
And I think it got caught in my throat a little bit.
Wow. We need to move on.
Anyway.
Let's talk about. Actually, you know what?
Let's take
a commercial. We haven't even gotten to the tell-all yet.
And when we get back, we'll jump in.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there.
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love.
It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Song Finch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Song Finch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Song Finch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
So welcome to the Men's Rights Convention, which was this tell-all. Men's rights now.
Men
just get the short end of the stick, especially men. Women, these women trying to control men.
Poor men.
I wrote that down a couple of times, and how all the men binded together.
So much just gets lost in translation.
Yeah,
so
just we'll talk about it as we go on. I want you, if you haven't watched or if you rewatch or anything like that, go through it again and see how all the men start siding with one another. It's pretty gross.
The only is Patrick does come for Bilal, doesn't really side with Bilal,
right?
But yeah, other than that,
how could you side with Bilal? Except for Guillermo saying, "I want to be like you
when I grow up,"
and even Kara was like. What?
When I grow up, I want to be a sociopath. I want to be controller. I want to be evil.
I also say the MVP of the tell-all, besides the men's doing their men's rights thing, was Thais's face. Every time someone would it was just such good faces.
So let's talk about their...
kind of prelude. The prelude to the tell-all.
The prelude. Okay, so... Karen and Guillermo get there first.
Yeah. Ari kind of lumbers into the building with her lumbery duck walk.
Her makeup's fully done already.
Yeah.
Mind you, they got there like 6 in the morning. And so... So it's really kind of a lot of the same bites, but Kara, this is where I know this is different, because Kara says, like, I hope nobody says anything slick, because sometimes I have a slick mouth, too, and I went, okay, everyone's on defensive.
Do you know also how they're almost fed the same line? You know, everything's good, but not everything's perfect.
It's
but, like,
kind of the same
no
bullshit.
One's perfect, and it's weird, because
I don't know if they're all doing that or they're all being told to do that.
Yes.
But it's just, it winds up feeling like it's all fake with that.
Speaking of being fed, I have an issue with something. Y'all, I produce stuff. You've produced stuff. I've done shoots. It is very important to me, especially when I have actors and crew on set. The food has to be, you need to have at least decent, good food.
Yeah.
At least, bare minimum. This is 90 Day Fiancé, the show that was just discussed about the 90 Day Fiancé universe.
Right.
On par with the DC universe.
Yes.
Okay. Did you see when, who was it? I think Eva Mohammed, when they showed them to their room, there was just a folding table with just a bag of variety chips just thrown on the table for craft fucking services.
Yes.
That was appalled. This show makes so much money.
And lunch was just a bunch of like disposable containers.
Some type of fucking bento box shit.
Like, y'all, they could have gotten them Jersey Mike's. They could have gotten them like a buffet. And
I know that things are served now because of COVID. People get individual portions now. So it's not the spread, but still.
It's just ridiculous.
A bag of fucking chips that a PA ran and got at Costco out in fucking Westchester.
And just like threw it at them.
Just threw it at because they film in New York.
So the only thing I kind of saw is the other things that we were kind of, they were all saying,
Muhammad's like, hair is much better.
Much better.
Much better.
That Sonic the Hedgehog look is gone.
It's gone.
And Shida says, I'm not a baby. I want him to see. And Shida said something very interesting. She said, I hope he will see himself on the tell-all and see who he is. And I went, you're so honey, naive.
If he's not going to see that from watching that video, or watching this season, he's not going to get it at all. I hope they talk about this, but Patrick and Thais talk about they moved to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Again, poor Thais. We don't know if John moved with them or not.
I doubt it.
I bet they're not going to talk about it because they're going to want to put it on some spinoff.
John is such a good character. They would definitely have him on. I think it's going to be John and Patrick doing Pillow Talk.
Yeah, you know who I actually would enjoy?
They would be fools not to do that.
I would love to watch John and Thais on Pillow Talk, but they'll never do that.
They won't do it.
They'll never. But they would be fools not to put Patrick and John. Agreed.
Yep. So the other thing is there's this moment where
just to describe for those of you who don't watch, they're all walking in and they're starting to sit together in the waiting
rooms. And it's always that weird Olympics of where all the sitcom people are together with the Battle of the Network Stars.
Well, it's
always that weird thing where they don't know each other and like, hey, how are you?
Yeah, or it kind of reminds me of like, have you ever like gone into like a room? Usually it's kind of dark. I mean, maybe there's a couple of red lights, smells a little bit like smoke, and like it just happens to be usually a bunch of men, and you just kind of sit down and you just kind of look at each other, and then someone just unzips their pants.
Not familiar.
And then you say, this is happening. It did feel like, though, with the guys, they were a bit of a dick-slinging contest of who's the more mad. Because even Guillermo...
Well, he's like, you're all muscle guys. Don't bring me up.
He's like, I can't fight any of you. And Guillermo is just so... Like, there's something youthful about Guillermo, but there's also, like, something that's like reminds me of like your wise grandpa who like is able to just see things more for what they are.
Yeah, I really like him.
I love him.
I think he just has some warped perspectives on some things. But I want to say, Ari says, I like your, to Jabri, I like your jacket. And she's like, we kind of match. He's like, yeah, but don't come for my stuff. They're already kind of fighting with one another.
Jabri is already
with
well,
Ari.
Let's be specific. Jabri is already fighting with her.
Right.
Ari did not come for him in any type of way.
And I want to make something clear. For those of you who the most dime store psychology could not see, Jabri sees a woman preventing another man from achieving his
dreams.
Or somewhat skeptical. And guess who Ari becomes a stand-in for?
His mother.
Thank you.
And his mother.
This is his mother who he can yell at.
Yeah.
Because he can't yell at his mother.
No. No.
It is so fucking obvious.
It's obvious. Well, Jabri already said Jabri's saying, like, this tell-all's not ready for Jabri. It's not ready for Jabri. And I'm like, so I already know how you're going to show up to this, and you're going to think this is your show.
I can't. Is it possible? Did he win himself any more fans? Is it in any realm of possibility that he won himself fans?
Well, so there are straight men that watch this show. I think people that like Jabri are probably usually men who feel usually men who are boy child men,
yeah,
who feel
like him,
who feel like they're always given the short end of the stick in line.
Yeah.
They don't take any responsibility for their own actions, feel like everything happens to them.
That's Jabri, yeah.
For them. I think those are the people that are going, he is giving it to them. He's speaking up for me. It's like 10 people.
I just don't know why any reasonable person could not be exhausted watching him.
Ladies, if your boyfriend likes Jabri, break up with him.
Agree.
I'm looking at the camera on that one for the intimate portraiters.
I also want to say, Jabri tells the story of getting beat to a pulp by David.
No, Mohammed asked him.
No, that's like, did you fight your friend? Did you really fight your friend?
I have to say, besides Thais's reactions, the other Mohammed best part going, of, is
oh
when
my
something,
God.
Yeah, something dramatic would happen in the tell-all, and he'd go, "Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Oh, girlfriend, no, she didn't." I would watch that on Pillow Talk.
Yes, yes.
What happened?
What happened?
So. Anyway, we do hear the story of Jabri telling the story of David putting him in a coma. And he's like, and then my mother's like, I'm not going to fight. So she sent me out to military school. And then, like, I came back and I was at a party and I was talking to some girls and they were like singing a sermon. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then all of a sudden I start dating her and, like, oh my God, that's that guy's twin sister. And everyone's like, okay.
I mean, it's kind of a good story. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. But it's still just like, what the fuck?
Wow.
Then we get to y'all. There's this next part. I have music for this because I feel like it's appropriate.
Let's go, girls.
Y'all, it's Tim and Kitty. They do this whole fucking montage of this music that we've never heard. I can't focus.
It was so confusing.
They're like zipping up their boots like superhero. They're putting on their. I liked they were funny on the thing, and so I know this is new, but it just felt so. It was just so random.
It just makes it a different show because
it makes a different show
into a spectator sport. And I think, and I want to clarify what I mean. The show is already a spectator sport for us, but I feel like adding that element already puts us into a place of how did we get from Erica Hill doing a season 2 tell-all,
mm-hmm.
and did Erica do season 3?
I don't remember.
I think so. Erica Hill, you guys, did journalist.
She's a journalist.
And the goal of the tell-all was to tell all what had happened.
The show is live.
Yeah, and also.
And answer dumb questions.
And also to really feel like get, in other words, aside from the editing. Now it feels like there's less focus on what happened and more focus on what these people can say to
what
one another.
What can happen.
Yes.
In this tell-all. And yes, and there's what I gleaned from this was, we've talked about the casting and how things they've said didn't match up with what we're seeing. And you go, it was intentional for them to have an influencer season.
Because that's what it feels like to me.
This is an influencer tell-all.
Yep.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's not necessarily the show I love.
It doesn't work for me that well.
I don't think I could watch like multiple spin-off. Like I want more 90 Day UK.
Yeah.
I want a little bit more of The Other Way, more of a see people experiencing life.
Docuseries.
More of the docuseries. But this feels like now with this tell I thought, I think this is what 90 Day Fiancé is going to be for a while.
Yuck. I'm not into it. So they announced that we're going to get to the actual tell-all now.
Yes.
That's Sean Robinson. It's weird. 25 minutes in, Sean Robinson says, okay, let's...
Or, usually it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
25 minutes in, we finally say, let's get to the tell-all.
So this is still intro, actually.
Actually, it's still... She talks about being... She just says hello to everybody. We talk about Patrick and Thais, Karen and Guillermo, they're pregnant. There's kind of some... We find out that Emily and Kobe had a fucking beautiful baby girl.
Yeah, Scarlett. We were all worried it would be rubella or some other disease.
No.
I like Scarlett.
I think rubella is a pretty name.
It's a disease.
I know, but it'd be a pretty name. What's your... Rubella! Rubella! Get over here, Ruby.
Unfortunately...
I love the nickname Ruby. Or the name Ruby.
You can't drink Diet Dr. Pepper before the show again.
No, I like that name. What?
You're crazy. So, they... Just going through here, Jabri and Miona, they're...
Well, Kobe got a job. We should say that. He's working.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
He's doing asphalt testing.
Yes.
Emily's a stay-at-home mom. We don't know who they're living with.
That's true.
We didn't find that out.
They're talking about Jabri and Miona. Jabri says... Sean says, thank you for dressing up. And Sean kind of says, how are your parents? Like, you know, they see I'm happy. And then everyone else was just jealous.
Jealous? Why? Why, Jabri? Why are you just... We look good together. We shine.
Because when you shine, people try to dim that light. What a view of the world he has.
I see that.
What a put upon view of the world.
I go back. I know I came hard for his mother. I do think his mother is terrible and I don't like her at all. And then I feel sorry for her, but then I also go, wait, but you created this person. So kind of you got what you deserve. So I think they're just both terrible. When he said this, I went, because I think Jabri got the edit. What's interesting about tell-alls is that it's harder for them to construct an edit because people are going to say
stuff. No, it is harder.
So Jabri got much more kind of this, things are happening
no,
to
he
me.
He was very much a victim and the hero of the story. Now he's a troll.
Now you realize, oh, he's an asshole.
No, he's a troll.
He's a trolling asshole.
Straight up troll.
Yeah. And so you realize, oh, he and Miona are perfect for one another.
Yeah. The other thing here, and Ari basically says, well, Ari kind of tries to say something, and Jabri turns to her and says, you're the most jealous person in this whole cast. I guarantee you, he has already decided, he was watching their story probably, and said, I can't wait to come for this bitch.
Oh, yeah.
He has singled her out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's interesting. Jabri, with a few exceptions, defends the men and goes for the women.
I was going to say
he almost always
goes for the women. Yeah, I noticed that too.
Which I want you to think about this in tell-alls, you guys. That's kind of rare. We have women who come for other women. We've seen that before. Men who come for other men. Rarely, and women who come for men. We have not seen a lot of men who've come for women.
Well, Jabri hates women because he hates his mother.
Yes. And I think this is... I think he did himself... If he wanted a spinoff, he did himself a huge disservice here. I can't imagine.
I think you're thinking like a rational person. You have to remember, 90 Day Fiancé gives people airtime to the people that we talk about the most.
Yeah.
Jabri is going to be one of the people that people are going to talk about on the
show
all the most.
But a spinoff means you actually have to carry it because people want to root for you. Very different than a Diaries where people would watch it for cringe.
Who wanted to root for Chantel?
You know, a lot of people did because...
No, a lot of people liked her family.
Well, but I will say, true. But people said, people who were fans of the show saying, I love to see a very colorful cast of characters, especially a black family.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the reasons that that people watch that show.
Mm-hmm.
And the cringe factor, but also people believed in their relationship. People believed in the Chantel Pedro relationship,
which is over. But I thought was real.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's over.
And also trying to make it through all the obstacles with their family. I think that was what was interesting. But so there are still real stakes. There are no stakes with the Jabri show.
I know, but I don't put it past them.
Blech. Yuck. So anyway, and Tim's like, this is like in prison when you like hit the biggest guy first so you can show that like you're like a tough competitor.
He came in for a fight. He rallied dad. He came in to fight.
So Ari and Beanie news. Beanie has his green card. Still doing MMA and
I mean, it's ridiculous that Beanie doesn't want to get a real job.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. It is ridiculous. And I agree with you.
He could get a job in addition to an MMA fighting.
That
he could be a personal trainer.
Benny, and if people say that I worked fucking 18 years of law office job to make this happen.
Yeah.
Like, this is what you do when you have a hustle. You fucking work at something to pull your weight and pay bills.
And I don't blame Ari one bit.
One bit for
saying, let's be realistic about this. But Jabri's like, you're holding it back. How dare you?
Jabri is so awful that he made us sympathize with Ari. You're right.
I know. The fact that I'm going, yeah, Ari, makes me very angry.
I feel like I just top someone and I enjoy it. It's against my nature. What happened?
And
why are my arms sore?
And then this is the other thing. Did you see Jabri switch sides of the couch with Miona so he could get closer and be in Ari's face? If I was Sean Robinson, I would have said, what the fuck are you doing on my set?
I understand why he was sent to military school, because dude's got fucking aggression and he needs to check himself.
Especially coming at Ari, because this is the worst part. She seems the most fragile emotionally on the stage. Ari's had problems with self-harm in the past.
Yeah.
She's been upfront about it. And we don't like her. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. When she's in the back of it, when she was in the tunnel, and she's like, yeah, well, I mean, I know we love each other. Well, I think you love me. I love you.
That was the most Ari thing ever. We love each other. Well, at least I love you. I think you love me. And Beanie doesn't even say anything.
He's just used to it now.
This whole time, you guys, Beanie doesn't say a word.
He said hardly anything this tell-all.
But while I just can't imagine, throw the idea out of a husband should protect his wife, blah, blah, blah. Throw that out. But just if someone is coming at my wife and doing that to her, I'm going to say, bro, slow your fucking roll.
Yeah.
Didn't say a word.
Which,
shocking. He didn't say a word with the sisters either. So, yeah.
Which it looks like they're going to come for him next week about that. And that's going to be good.
Good. Good.
But did you see the next week on or no?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I had to jump in the shower before you got here.
Oh, all the cast members are saying, like, that was gross of you to make your wife go meet the women who threw wine in her
good
face. Yeah.
Good. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I would love to sit down with Ari and talk.
And Shaida goes for him.
Good.
Who do you think end up, they show someone storming off set. Who do you think it is?
Jabri.
Yep.
Yeah, in a second.
In a second.
This is all a circus. This is all a circus, and he's the first clown in the car.
I don't know if it's a circus, because I feel like circus people feel like that's chaotic. This almost feels like a well-planned punk of this is what they want us to see. I don't know. It just seems too slick.
Do you think when they were talking about, it was interesting, the women they were talking about, Jabri told Ari, It was saying, you know, you were gonna fight that girl, and the other women on the stage, of course, Thais would have a problem with it because she's been up front with the fact I am very jealous.
Yeah.
And but all the Emily's like, I wouldn't like that. Shocking. Because even Emily says, I'm very jealous. And even Kara said, nope, I wouldn't have that. So it's should Ari have tried to fight a girl?
No.
But it is there is definitely a men versus women thing on this season. It was weird.
Except for I was trying to think, did Kobe come for a guy? I feel like, did he say something to Bilal? I forgot. It'll be in my notes, but he said something to someone.
I can't remember.
That was like, yeah, that's not cool.
Oh. Whoa.
He said to Bilal about the whole punk thing in the house.
Oh.
He thought that was terrible.
It is. And
I know, but that was kind of one of the few things. Speaking of Kobe, y'all, Kobe takes off his pants because Emily mentioned, she's like, and I got guys talking about my boyfriend's underwear.
Cringe!
So she listens to the show because that was us. We talked for 5 minutes about Kobe's dick in that underwear.
But then his boxers had I Love Emily on them.
And he's
like, way to mark your territory. And I was like, this is gross. Not the underwear. The fact that you need to write property of Emily on your husband.
Well, they just showed
gross.
The back of him because they probably can't show the front because his huge fucking dick
his
was wagging
big
around.
Tallywhacker.
And then I watched that, and you know where your mama tells you not to do something, and then you do it anyway.
Yeah, that was my whole childhood.
But then it comes back to bite you in the ass, and you go, "My mama was right."
Yeah.
That's how I felt like when we had to see Kobe show his underwear to everyone on stage, I went, is this our fault?
Yeah.
Did we create this?
How far have we gone? Have we gone too far?
Have we talked about the dicks on this show?
To this we've come. What hath we wrought?
Because apparently they're listening.
Going on to, there's a little bit of Ibn Muhammad, and they're talking about where she's, I wear whatever I want now. And Muhammad says, I never tell her she cannot wear something. And it's interesting. Sean brought up, what about the coat that you wanted to put her over?
Yeah,
her
thong? Sean said, I agree. Sean said, yeah, I don't remember that. I remember that differently.
I also want to say, can we show a picture of that? Because most people wouldn't want that. It was a sheer.
It looked bad.
It was sheer.
It looked bad.
Yeah.
So I wish Muhammad just would have played his gay card and said, it did not look cute.
Yeah.
Instead of it was showing her body.
What are you doing with all this here?
Yeah, what? Yeah, this does not make sense. Back roll.
And Jabri is still going at Ari.
I just want to say, let's just say that Muhammad says he's kind of, let's talk about something. That's the deal. We're going to talk about this tell-all. What does a tell-all do? We've talked about this many times.
We learn something new.
We learn something new, or we kind of get something that was left open, closed
right.
out.
More info.
This is one thing that we get closed out with Muhammad and Eve, is that he said, I know, I still say Muhammad because of Danielle.
Muhammad.
Because she said, Muhammad. You let bomb fail.
Oh.
Anyway, with Muhammad, he says, it took me a while to get used to American culture. I don't comment or talk about. She can wear whatever she wants now. I see her. We're going to talk about this later in the tell-all. And I thought this was one of the few interesting. Eve and Muhammad were kind of one of the only couples that were kind of true to the classic tell-all form of what was talked
right.
about with them. So, but we got some closure in that. He's over it now. He's fine because he lets her go to drag shows. Or she lets him go to drag shows.
The thing is, he's actually...
That's why I cut his hair.
He's actually not over it. He's decided not to make a big deal out of it.
He's realized I'm in a country where people like will say I'm in the wrong when they just don't understand.
He's realized it's an unwinnable fight.
Yeah.
And he still thinks it's wrong. I guarantee
you. He does.
But there's Jabri is still going at Ari because they're talking about who should have a right. And then he's like, they're not going to work out. They're not going to work out. And And he's like, y'all are fake. Y'all are fake. And you
There, you spot it. You got it.
Right.
All now, of this, they're not going to work out. They're fake. Although, I could see Miona and Jabri staying together for a while because they're both pretty insufferable. I don't know who would stay with them.
I don't think, have we had this before for a cast member to get to really, really go in on a relationship like this, say, y'all are fake? I think we had Lauren talking about Anfisa and George.
We had,
but
whoa,
that's true.
Kimberly did it. Kimberly did that last tell all.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe it did well for ratings because, the other way was a ratings bonanza for 90 Day. I think it wasn't, didn't we at the time? I think it wasn't the highest rated tell all.
That sounds right. There was part of it that felt particularly cruel. The way he did it was so cruel.
He's just being mean to be mean.
And maybe it's a double standard that I see, and especially as a man going at a woman. And I think someone like Ari, who's been open with her problems with mental health.
He doesn't know about that. I'm not saying that, excuse me,
right.
But I'm just saying, when would Jabri ever read or care about someone else besides himself?
I think he goes at her because he senses the weakest one in the room.
I think sometimes. I don't know if it's the weakest of the room. I think it really
or
I
an
think,
easy target.
I think it's more of what you said earlier, the dime store psychology.
Yeah.
That he
that's his mother.
It's just he's projecting his mother onto someone that's not letting Benny not work a real job so he can pursue his dreams as an MMA fighter and then probably go into early dementia by the time he's 40 and then she'll have to take care of him for the rest of his life.
Should we, this is when the tell all, like, okay, and Sean,
we've talked an hour and the tell all finally begins.
Yeah.
That's how long this intro was.
So
y'all.
Let's talk about, should we talk about Patrick and Thais?
Yeah, we'll talk about them and then that'll probably all begin.
Yeah. So
I know it seems like I got you, but if you didn't watch the tell all, I swear to God, it was a full 30 minutes before we even began.
At least.
And guarantee you, we're going to have at least 15 minutes of post-show stuff for this next one.
Yeah. There's very little tell-all in this. It's mostly
show-off.
Ooh. Less tell, more show.
That's what it is, yeah. I don't like it.
Yes. Show-all, not tell-all, a show-all.
Oh, God. Just go, pony. Prance.
All right. All right, here we go. So, Patrick and Thais, he said, a year ago I had no sperm because of the steroids.
I'm a lady, so he says he has no sperm. And Sean says, kind of like if Poodle said, you know, a year ago I went to Memphis. And I would say, oh, for a vacation. She just responded with, oh, because of steroids. He's like, yep, steroids.
That's it. Ding, ding, ding.
Shrunk my balls and I didn't have any sperm.
And so he didn't tell her this. He did not tell Thais about this until they were together a year. That's shitty.
Of part one, I actually think Patrick came out looking the worst.
Oh, terrible.
Boy.
And that whole explaining the timeline away.
I came from this. We never said we didn't like Thais, but we obviously talked about how we felt for Patrick, and Patrick got this pity edit.
Yeah, he did.
And they realized that there was gold in Patrick and John, and they knew they were going to put Patrick and John on Pillow
and
Talk.
She got a bad edit.
I think she got a bad edit.
She got a bad edit because of her naivete. And in comparison with his kind of white knight edit that he got.
Yes, because he tries to pull this, which I think is bullshit. Like, well, I try to talk about her, but it got lost in translation. And she even says, there's Google Translate. Like,
right.
We can...
No, they had a... That's garbage. The thing
garbage.
About he says is... she. Now, the other thing he says, she took 6 pregnancy tests and did not tell me until she went to a gyno appointment. I don't necessarily... fault her so much for that. Maybe she wanted to be sure. It does hurt a little bit more that her friend knew before he did.
I think it's fine taking that many tests, but when she said or told her friend before she
told
Patrick,
that's what I'm saying.
Like, yeah,
that's what I have a problem with.
That would I will. If I was with someone and they told, I would remember that forever and be a little.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Didn't stop John from telling all his friends, though, later on.
Yeah, exactly.
So basically, they're talking about, he's talking about the double standard of this. And
well, Sean brings up the double standard. She says, but you got upset when Patrick was talking to John behind your back. And Tyce just kind of is like, yeah. Okay, but then we start to get into this whole, because Patrick wants to bring up double standards, because he's like, she has to look at my DMs with me. I can't look at hers. But Thais says, she brings up, well, when you were in Brazil, you lied. And you know what I wrote? I said, I was going to say, I have to remember to tell everybody, remember, poor Patrick can't even work with a woman. I wrote that down to talk about, but then we find out.
He was training a woman and kissed her.
The woman that he worked with, he was trying to fuck.
Now, and y'all, he makes the excuse that we'd never had sex. Because I was pushing rope.
Y'all,
you remember that pushing rope?
I wrote, this is the first time on 90 Day Fiancé history someone talked about limp dick. I mean, sperm, limp dick. Between Love and Paradise, this show is becoming gayer.
It is.
You don't need the visual. You can stop that.
I'm doing the visual of pushing rope.
We don't need
y'all.
That. We don't
just
need
like
that.
Sometimes you have to feed it in.
Nobody wants to see it.
So
he kept saying, well, I was kind of seeing Thais. I really was. And Patrick said, it was a confusing time. It's this whole Ross, we were on a break thing.
Well, the thing about it is, he's full of shit. Because if he had a brain at all, he would have went before the tell-all. He would have said, these are the things that work for my case, and use this, because she's always going to be at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Because she's just, English is not her language.
Yep.
But he's just, you can tell, y'all, he's going, and this happened.
And he
nothing says lying more than saying it was a confusing time.
Yep. And you can just tell by his face. He's lying. He even says, you know, it's confusing, but I was a single guy. And then Ty says, you were single, but yet you're coming
visiting
to Brazil
every month. I will say this, you guys. If you're going to Brazil every month to see someone, that ain't single. That's a lot of plane tickets.
I think if you had the money, you would go to Brazil once a month.
But to see the same person?
No, to get that big Brazilian top of the dick chain.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Every weekend would be a carnival.
But if it was the same...
They'd be,
carnival!
You'd be getting fucked like one of those big floats kind of walking around, wobbling around.
Olay!
With your big smile on your face looking like, yeah.
But I'm saying it's the same person.
Yeah.
Every month. That's not single.
That's not single.
Yeah.
That's not single.
It's a lot of money on plane
Sean
tickets.
Sean Robinson says, Patrick, you got busted. Admit it. That was a great line. And I wrote, after seeing this segment, I went, oh, he's going to cheat on her.
Yeah, he'll cheat on
her. Not right now, probably. They're about to have a kid.
You're right. I agree with you.
But they'll probably have another kid, and then she'll be tied. Like, and in 5 years, he's going to cheat on her.
The problem with Patrick, you guys, is he's never going to find a partner who can give him all the love he needs.
Because he hasn't given it to himself.
Yeah. And when people, and a lot of times, yes, people cheat when they're in relationships, and it may be both people who may be involved in a little bit of the infidelity. However, it is your issue that you're trying to solve when you were unfaithful. Something more, it's not just about the other person. It is always a part of you.
And Tim even says, Cheeto's like, he doesn't think he's wrong. And Kenny says, while he didn't dip the stick. And I went, where are we? What is happening, Matt? Did Matt Sharp end up getting a booty bump and getting fucked by five guys in Palm Springs? And he's like, let's make this show gayer.
It did feel like we got the bitchy best friends from Uncoupled all of a sudden.
I don't watch that show.
Oh,
I'm not
so
going
awful.
To.
I went off on it before.
I know.
About how terrible it is. But I think, and Kenny's like, they're talking about sperm.
And then they have this whole sperm, like very long sperm conversation. And finally, Kenny said, did you think that we were talking about sperm? And Tim says,
no, not really. I'm playing, it's a little too much for me, actually, really.
He said, don't talk to me about sperm, your sperm anymore. And Kenny goes, they're really funny together, I have to say.
And I think, and y'all, Debris is still complaining about Ari. He can't let it go.
Well, they take a break. Yeah. And on the break, that's where Ari says, I'm not concerned about him. He's a bully. And that's where she says, I think you love me kind of line. Yeah. But Jabri is still walking around. Just
and he's pacing like
her.
A tiger. And he's like, you know what? They don't get us. And do you notice that they have secluded themselves in another dressing room?
Oh, always. They're always because no one understands them. That's what Jabri and Miona say all the time. They don't understand. It's worse. Kobe said, dead on, Kobe said, I think Jabri is just being Jabri.
I can't. I also need to say, if you're in a relationship with a Jabri, you guys, and they're always trying to pull you aside from friends, saying no one gets you, no one gets us. It's all made up in his head. It's not about you against the world. That's you need to seriously think about where you are. Don't be in a relationship with a Jabri.
God bless you if you are.
I think we're going to pause there. We're going to stop the show.
We're not going to pause. We're going to stop. That was it, y'all. It was that much introduction. Yeah. But we still have a lot to talk about in part two. Definitely there were some good moments. A lot of Bilal and Shida. There were some good moments about that. Guess what? If you didn't like Bilal's ex-wife the first time, you're going to really
hate
her.
We've got a lot more for
you. She's horrible. We're excited to jump into part two. For the rest, go to Reality Gaze Podcast. That's our Instagram. Remember, y'all, 10 a.m. Pacific time this Wednesday. That's when you want to...
Tickets go on sale.
That's when you're going to be getting an email in the Patreon and Supercast, and also when you will see what cities we're going to be coming to for sure. That will be sale on general tickets for everyone else on Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific time. So be sure to look at that. Anything else?
That's it.
That's it. All right, everybody. We call these influencers lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love and all the wrong social media
channels? And if there's one thing I can have you looking forward to next time, it's sparkles.
See you next time, y'all.
Woo!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.